love me.
I love you so much.
I'm gonna ask MJ to marry me.
Give her this.
It's the ring Uncle Ben gave me.
Tell us what you think fans can expect from Spider-Man 3.
Well, we have now tons of villains. I mean, there's just villains everywhere. And we have better special effects. And the relationships are just more meaningful because we're older now and they've gotten more complicated. And everyone has a different side of themselves to play in this film.
Great. Can you tell us about Mary Jane's character and how she developed during this film?
Well, she starts out, you know, she finally has a gig on Broadway, which is big for her. And Spider-Man's, you know, Peter's doing really well. The city's totally embracing him. And, but then we just unravel her, and she just, basically the whole film and being tortured, emotionally and physically.
I'm gonna ask MJ to marry me.
A man has to put his wife before himself. Can you do that, Peter?
Yeah, I think I can.
Can you tell us about the relationship between Peter and MJ in the film and how that's changed?
Well, on the second one, they've never been together, and this is the first movie where they're actually in a relationship working things out. And in the beginning, he's really in his own world. He's very successful. It's going to his head a bit, and then there's a lot of miscommunication between them, and they're not really talking, and it just snowballs. And it doesn't help that he has this new black suit that plays on his personality and his emotions.
After all, who gets kissed by Spider-Man, right?
I can't imagine.
Speaking about the black suit, how did it feel shooting opposite Toby for those scenes where he was a bit bad?
Right. It was fun because, it's nice to shake things up. And also, I mean, with the black eyeliner and the little... You know, it was pretty funny. I mean, the black suit, I mostly laughed at because he was like an angry rock star who was really really dorky. You know what I mean? Like a cheesy angry rock star. So it was funny.
Do you want to push me away?
Why would I want to push you away? I love you.
You knew this was coming, Pete.
We have to forgive each other, or everything we ever were will mean nothing.
I need your help. I have to stop it.
And how did you feel getting back together with people like James and Toby and Sam, obviously?
Well, I see them off, you know, in between the years where we're not making it. And, I mean, James is one of my good friends. And actually, Bryce Dallas Howard is one of my best friends. And so it's nice to... It's always nice to come back to this group and collaborate, and we've all evolved so much. So this collaboration was the strongest, I think.
So does that mean that you would come back and do a fourth installment of the film?
Yeah, I would, with Sam and Toby.
Hey, Parker.
This could be the end of Spider-Man.
I need your help.
We have to forgive each other, or everything we ever were will mean nothing.